Chapter 12. Your People Matter. There is a point in this journey where you start to realize something important. You cannot fight this battle alone forever. You may try, and most of us do. But isolation only makes the weight heavier. The demons get louder when there is no one else around to challenge them. What feels like strength at first slowly turns into silence, and that silence can become dangerous. Being around the right people does not fix everything overnight. It does not erase the past or shut off your thoughts. But it does something powerful that many of us forget we need. It reminds you that you are not the only one fighting this fight. And sometimes, that reminder is enough to get you through the day. There is a difference between being around people and being around the right people. You can be in a room full of people and still feel completely alone. You can talk, laugh, and go through the motions, but inside you feel disconnected. That happens because most people do not understand what is going on in your head. They are not wrong for that. They just have not lived it. The people who matter in this part of your life are the ones who understand without needing a long explanation. They may not have lived your exact story, but they have walked through something close enough. They know what it feels like when your mind will not slow down. They know what it feels like to be tired, but unable to sleep. They know what it feels like to carry something heavy that no one else can see. Finding people who get it. When you find people who understand, something shifts inside of you. You do not have to pretend as much. You do not have to explain every detail just to be heard. You can speak in a few words, and they already know the meaning behind them. That kind of connection is rare, but it is real, and it matters more than most people realize. Veterans often connect faster with other veterans because of shared experience. There is a bond that comes from going through intense situations together. Even if your paths were different, there is a common understanding of pressure, stress, and survival. That shared ground creates truth faster than anything else. That is why veteran groups can be so powerful. They give you a place where you do not feel like an outsider. You are not the only one dealing with intrusive thoughts or emotional swings. You are not the only one trying to figure out how to live a normal life after everything you have seen. When you hear others talk about the same struggles, it starts to break the lie that you are alone. At first, it can feel uncomfortable to step into these spaces. You might not want to talk. You might not trust anyone. That is normal. You do not have to walk in and share your whole story. You can sit there, listen, and take it in. Even just hearing others speak can help you feel less isolated. Over time, something begins to change. You may start to open up a little. You may find yourself nodding along when someone else speaks. You may even share a small piece of your own story. That is how it starts. Not with a big breakthrough, but with small steps that build trust. Why isolation makes it worse? Isolation feels safe in the moment. It gives you control. It keeps you away from situations that might trigger you. But over time, it does more harm than good. The more you isolate, the more your thoughts take over. There is no one there to challenge them or help you see things differently. When you are alone too much, your mind becomes the only voice you hear, and that voice is not always kind. It can remind you of past mistakes. It can replay things you wish you could forget. It can tell you things about yourself that are not true. Without other people around, those thoughts can start to feel real. Peer support helps break that cycle. It gives you another voice to listen to. It gives you perspective that you cannot always see on your own. When someone else shares their experience, it can help you understand your own. When someone else talks about how they cope, it can give you ideas to try. Research shows that being around others who have gone through similar experiences can reduce feelings of isolation and help improve mental health. It does not replace professional help, but it adds something that therapy alone cannot always provide. It adds connection, and connection is a powerful tool. Another important part of peer support is that it builds trust over time. Many veterans struggle with trust after their experiences. Being around people who understand your background can make it easier to open up. You do not feel judged in the same way. You feel seen in a way that is hard to find elsewhere. Learning from each other. One of the biggest benefits of being around like-minded people is learning from each other. Everyone has different ways of coping. What works for one person may not work for another, but hearing different approaches gives you options. It gives you tools to try when things get hard. In these groups, people share real-life strategies. They talk about what helps them on their worst days. They talk about what does not work. They talk about mistakes they have made and lessons they have learned. This kind of knowledge is not found in a textbook. It comes from lived experience. Peer support is built on shared experience. It is people helping each other because they have been through similar struggles. That creates a level of understanding that is hard to match. You are not just hearing advice. You are hearing from someone who has been in the same place. Another powerful part of this is accountability. When you are connected to others, you are more likely to keep going. You know someone might check in on you. You know someone is expecting to see you. That can be enough to push you to take one more step forward on a day when you do not feel like moving at all. There is also something important that happens when you start helping others. When you share your story, you are not just helping them. You are helping yourself. You begin to see your own strength. You begin to realize how far you have come. Helping someone else can give you a sense of purpose that you may have lost. You are not alone. This may be the most important message in this entire chapter. You are not alone, even if it feels like you are. There are others out there who understand what you are going through. There are people who have felt the same weight, fought the same thoughts, and made it through another day. Sometimes, the hardest step is reaching out. It can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like you are admitting weakness. But it is not weakness. It is one of the strongest things you can do. It takes courage to let someone else into your world, even just a little. Peer support groups are not about fixing you. They are about connecting with others who understand. They give you a place where you can be yourself without having to explain everything. They give you a space where you can talk or just listen, depending on what you need that day. You do not have to go through this alone. You were never meant to. The mission now is not just to survive by yourself. It is to stay in the fight with others who are walking a similar path. Together, you can carry some of that weight. At the end of the day, your people matter more than you may realize. They may not have all the answers. They may not be able to take away your pain, but they can stand with you in it. And sometimes, that is exactly what you need to keep going. Stay in the fight. Stay connected. And remember, there are others out there who are fighting right alongside you, even if you have not met them yet.